All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening on the podcast feed, we are just about to go live. Oh, I'm wearing the wrong hat, but that's okay. We're about to go live on YouTube, and momentarily I'll put out the link to get people here. As long as it goes a little, there we go. Internet's going a little slow right now.
Oh, mine was being sluggish this afternoon. Of course, right in the middle of when I was doing something important.
Yeah, no, of course, that's how it always happens. All right, so there's that. We're going to copy this. We're going to post the link. All right, we are live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 9 of Dockside at the Bay. I am Vinny, this is Kim, and we are here with another episode of this fantastic show. We're going to be talking about The Bay, the beginning episode number 9 that you can find on both Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. Kim, thank you for joining us last night for
Thank
the
you for having me. It was a lot of fun
selection
actually
show.
going through and getting to do our own little selection Monday,
Yeah,
technically.
exactly. Selection Monday, for the first ever hashtag Soap Suds March Madness, and you know what? It's going off very well
Oh
today.
yeah. Well, it's picked up some popularity for sure. Some interesting results we're seeing with the polls coming in so far. And
And
yeah.
actually, Abigail Klein, who plays Stephanie Johnson on Days, actually just liked the tweet herself.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that makes me so happy.
So yeah, we've been experiencing pretty good numbers so far in the first day of polling.
That's
And this was only for the GH and the Days polls. Tomorrow morning, being Sunday, being Wednesday, the 13th of March, is when the YNR brackets and the Bold & Beautiful and the Bay brackets go up. So stay tuned for that. But already, I could tell you there are some sleepers in there and some things that I wasn't exactly sure was going to happen. But either way, it's just for fun, you know.
It's for fun.
And again,
And
I want to announce at the very top of the show that we are officially an affiliate for WWE Shop. So go ahead and go to studsandsquarecircle.com/wrestlingmerch, and we do get a commission off that because it does have our affiliate link in there, in that link, and you get this awesome CM Punk shirt for getting ready for WrestleMania, even though he won't be wrestling there, but WrestleMania itself is going to be fantastic in less than a month now, 3 weeks away, 3.5 weeks, and I'll be there in Philadelphia for it all. All right. So, well, before we even get started, how was your week?
week's been pretty good so far. Like I said, like last night was kind of, just a fun little kind of switch up in my routine. But yeah, so far things are going good. And yeah, just I don't know, looking forward to we're seeing some weather that's kind of all over the place right now. I just want things to even out for it to just be nice out.
Yeah.
Kim might have wants to be like, I don't know, stormy or sunny or what. So
Yes, exactly. I do. I understand. I mean, living in New England my entire life, it's the same thing. You never know from one day that we had temperatures in the 60s on last Saturday, and then Sunday it was raining and cold and
it's just all
yeah.
over the place right now. It's
Or
crazy.
Friday it was in the 60s and Saturday was raining, one of the two. But yeah, it definitely Mother Nature actually should go on Maurice Bedard's State of Mind because she's definitely bipolar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But so just a couple of programming notes for you. As the Soap Suds March Madness is going on, we'll update you with the tournament results as we go along on both Suds News and Dockside of the Bay, or Dockside at the Bay. And we'll go ahead and update you on everything as we move forward. Also, we are do today, this is episode 9, so we're doing The Bay, the beginning, episode 9, which again, like I said, can be found on Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. And then next week will be episode 10, which will be the 19th of March. And then the following week which is the 26th of March, we will actually be doing a very special Valentine's Day edition of Dockside at the Bay. We'll be watching the Valentine's special that the Bay put together for this past Valentine's Day, and we'll be going over that for that week 11. After
Some
that,
weddings and
what
just
was
some
that?
nice, get to see some weddings and just some nice
Yes.
romantic stuff. Also a little bit of drama. Should be fun. Should be
Oh yeah,
interesting.
absolutely. All right, so just to let everybody know who did not tune in last night to our selection special, let me just go over the first round matchups in the Soap Suds March Madness, the inaugural season. I'm not going to put it up on the screen, just because it'll take too much time to go there and do the screen sharing and everything. But I'll just read it for you. I do have the paper right here, which actually makes me go blurry. But here we go. In the first round matchups that were released today in the general hospital bracket, in the first round is Elizabeth Baldwin against Lucy Coe, Nina Reeves against Max Scorpio, Tracy Quartermain against Stella Henry, Blaze against Laura Collins, Dante Falconeri against Damian Spinelli. That's the closest one as of right now, the closest poll. Hamilton Finn against Diane Miller, Gregory Chase against Michael Corinthos, and Felicia Scorpio against Sonny Corinthos. A couple of really big sleepers in the polls right now that I was not expecting. I was not expecting Michael to be go to be ahead of Gregory Chase.
Oh.
I was not expecting Felicia to be ahead of Sonny Corinthos.
Oh, good. I like them both, but yay, Felicia. Flawless.
The one that's really got my eye is the Damian Spinelli and Dante Falconeri. That one has been going back and forth all day. So we'll see how that goes for the rest of the 2 days that it's going to be available. In the Days of Our Lives bracket, we have Stephanie Johnson versus Ray Fernandez. Stephanie currently has a very commanding lead, actually.
Yeah, very exciting.
Brady Black against Everett Lynch, which Brady is running away with that one. Justin Kiriakis and Stefan Demera. That one is, I believe Justin is currently ahead, but that's been going back and forth. Xander Kiriakis against Johnny Demera, which Johnny's been ahead of that one on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Surprise.
Lucas Horton against Sarah Horton. That one has been going back and forth all day. As of right now, Lucas is ahead.
Okay.
Holly Jonas against Teresa Donovan. Teresa's running away with that one. John Black and Kayla Johnson. That one is the poll with the most votes. And the John and Marlena fans have taken over. And whereas most of the polls have seen, 100, 200 people, this one's at 1,400. So it's at 1,400 people. So it's been running away. But John Black is currently ahead on that one. And then last but not least, Paulina Price against Kristen DeMera, which Kristen is actually ahead in that one.
All right.
Going up tomorrow in the Young and the Restless bracket, Diane Jenkins against Mariah Copeland, Abby Newman against Jack Abbott, Chelsea Lawson against Nick Newman, Claire Grace against Kyle Abbott, Lucy Romilotti against Sally Spectra, Amanda Sinclair against Tracy Abbott, Devon Hamilton against Chance Chancellor, and Victoria Newman against Adam Newman. Those are siblings right there. We'll see who comes out on top of those. And then in the Bold and the Beautiful half bracket, Bold and the Beautiful and the Bay are sharing a bracket because they're both half-hour shows, so they have eight characters each as opposed to 16 for the other three. Ridge Forrester's taking on Donna Logan. Paris Buckingham takes on Eric Forrester. Carter Walton takes on Steffi Finnegan. And Shauna Fulton takes on Katie Logan. And then the Bay bracket. Sir Thomas Kenway takes on Vivian Johnson-Garrett. Orchid takes on Zoe Johnson. Pete Garrett takes on Sophia Madison. And Janice Ramos takes on Steve Jensen. All those will be going up
Very curious to see how those poll results are going to shake out.
Yes, especially the one that I'm looking at that I think is going to be the toughest one is the Pete Garrett versus Sophia Madison.
I think so too. I think
Because
so too. You got the lead, but you've got Jackie Zeman. That's a tough, that's
it's
a
going to be
tough
a
one.
tough one. So keep an eye on our Twix account, which is at Suds SQ Circle Pod, and those will be going up tomorrow. Now, let's get into the Bay the Beginning, episode number 9.
Oh, and what an episode it
Yes,
was.
it really was. A lot of this is the episode where Igor comes and is like the wealth of knowledge
Oh
and
my
the
goodness.
voice of
Everything.
reason.
Yep. No, just, not only is he like, just kind of, he's got the whole explanation for everything that's like been going on, because everyone wants to pin everything that's gone on
On him.
him. He's, easy target, he kind of looks crazy and was threatening with the bomb and all of these things, but he's got an explanation, and he is adamant in saying like the explosion was not me, but he admits to a lot of other stuff. Just an action-packed kind of sequence with Igor just explaining everything that he's kind of been about
A
the
lot
past.
of revelations too,
Oh yeah.
because we find out that it was Igor's phone, or at least Igor's number, that called Lee that drew him to the shack.
Yes.
And we know that it was Steve that actually used that they called Lee to draw him to the shack.
Right.
So we still don't know why. Like,
Yeah, it's a little murky there, but it is just, Igor's getting implicated, and he's just, he's saying like, listen, I have done things, and I admit to doing things, and I admit to being involved with. He also, draws in that one other a character we have not seen, who provided him with everything that he needed in order to like pull off his little scheme, which,
the doctor.
yes,
The
kind of an
doctor
error.
that was the pimp, basically, the pimp doctor.
Yeah, who is like running like has like prostitutes in his employ, and also has access to drugs that he used or provided Igor with in order to, so Igor could kind of get his not revenge or teach Brian a lesson, I think was how he phrased it. So but yeah, there was just a lot of information coming from Igor today. And you have Mac, who's just sitting there, just trying to take it all in. Clearly, he wants to just put this case to bed, and he can't. He realizes as he's talking to Igor, like, wait, there's more pieces to this puzzle here. But you can tell it's frustrating to him because he just wants to, wrap this thing up.
So, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, we start out the very first scene we see Sophia telling the mayor that he needs a break. He needs he's been working too hard. He needs a break from everything.
She's trying to, send Kenneth, the aide, I'm assuming, or his, like, the mayor's kind of like right-hand guy, trying to send him off, saying, no, listen, he needs his rest, he needs to sleep. And then you got the mayor just trotting out. He's like, nope, this is my city. I'm wide awake. I'm ready to go. Just the contrast there was so, I loved that. Just, him just coming out, and he's like, nope, I'm here. I'm ready to work, ready to talk.
No, exactly. It was a great scene, and just the cadence that the characters have
Yes.
makes it so realistic almost, because you have the doting wife who wants to take care of her husband who's been overworked and everything, but then you have the guy who's in charge and he's like, nope, I'm okay. What's going on? There's so much to take care of. And
What did
that's
he say?
when.
I can't sleep. This is my city. I can't sleep. It's like, what are you, Batman or something? Like, what's going on?
Exactly. Yep. So then he gets the information that Lee Nelson was killed.
Yes.
And Jack's like, I have to go tell Sarah. He had to
Immediately
personally.
his mind goes to Sarah. Immediately his mind goes to the Garretts, And Sophia picks up on that, and she's just like, what is, like, she is trying to figure out this connection. You can tell it's starting to bother her a little bit, because between this and his wanting to sit like right by Sarah at the wedding, insisting upon it, she's starting to, what's going on here? What's your draw to this woman?
Now that is Sarah's father, correct?
Yes.
That's what that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. I just had a cl I because I remember in further episodes that they have a better relationship. But so we go ahead, Sophia asks Jack why he's obsessed with the Garretts. And Mac, we start seeing Mac interrogating Igor. And he's
It
just
really kind of flip-flops between, like, everything that's going on with Sarah and that whole kind of, flip-flopping between those two kind of major plot points.
Yeah. So, he's asking about it and Igor's telling him, because basically what happens is Igor Mac tells Igor about the bombing,
Yes.
and Igor actually looked really surprised because he didn't
Oh
know
yeah.
it
No,
happened, wasn't
he
planning on
looked
it.
very affected, and he even says, like, "Oh, that's tragic." Like, he's,
Yeah.
he even though obviously, like, when he learns about Brian's father being, one of the casualties, he's just even he's affected by that. Clearly, that actor does such a good job in just like portraying just like, that sense of just being blindsided, that sense of being like, "Listen, I've done stuff, but I didn't do this." Like, he did a fantastic job in that scene.
I wonder who that actor is. I didn't even take down his
Not sure off his name off the top of my head, but
name.
it's
I'm gonna
really,
have to
really
check.
good scene with him. Just his disbelief as to what's going on, his trying to take it all in, and also like explain his way out of what's becoming a more and more, situation where it's, everyone's trying to pin everything on him.
And if I say, if I Google Igor in the Bay, it
Igor
comes up with somebody, a hockey player.
Chmielenko.
Hockey player for the Tampa Bay Lightning. No, I did Camden Toy.
Oh, okay.
His name, Camden Toy.
Good to know.
Fantastic. I'm actually shocked that I haven't seen him in anything else. Like, maybe I have and I just didn't know, but
Yeah. No, just a very, his character just serves as just such like a useful, way to provide information, way to tell us the truth, way to just shed light on what's going on while all these other characters are being kept in the dark. Just a really kind of interesting character for sure.
yeah. But Mac is basically Igor is insisting that he's not to blame for the bomb, for the explosion, and he says that he hired Isabella to
Yes.
enact those scenes with Brian to take the pictures so that they could so that Igor could break up his marriage. So that was the intent behind it.
Yeah. He just wanted to give Brian a taste of his own medicine because he's been saying all along, like, you played with my emotions. I had genuine feelings for you. But then I found out you were getting married. And it's almost like that triggered just like almost like a breakdown in him where he was just like desperate to get back at Brian for like, playing, tugging on his heartstrings and playing him and all of this. But the way he went about it, and then the revelation too that, like, oh, that woman is a prostitute.
Yeah.
Find out that the police captain's daughter, I mean, Isabella, we didn't know too much about her. Just,
Right.
we first, we're only introduced her in, like, the photos, the little flashback sequence, obviously the shack. So when that revelation comes out, it's just like, whoa, okay, you were also involved in that with a doctor at the hospital who we haven't seen, who's just
Right.
kind of on the periphery at this point. So that's an interesting thread that they decided to kind of twine in.
And it's funny because you look at the explosion and you look at the two casualties, not even putting two and two together, but it was Lee and his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Because we found out last week that it was Emma who was the English lady that was,
Yes.
tying up Pete and everything, who was looking for Brian, and come to find out that it's that Emma lost everything in that explosion.
Yeah, no, she, or, just a very, yeah, you think about it and you don't see, like, but you see it, obviously Liana was affected by, like, seeing it, watching it, you see her devastation, but you only hear about, like, how, with Emma, it's all kind of, in the background with her a little bit, even
Right.
though, yeah, quite a situation. And then you have Sarah though getting confronted about the explosion again
Yes.
by that reporter.
Yes. And that reporter's name is Nathan Perkins. And he goes to Sarah, asks her about the death of her ex-husband, and that's how she finds out about him, because nobody had told her prior.
And just the, Mary Beth did such a good job in that scene. Just, it's like, she goes from just annoyed with the reporter to all of a sudden hearing what, trying to process what she's learned, all of a sudden hearing, wait a minute, no, it's not, there was an explosion. We think you might be responsible for it. Also, yeah, by the way, he's a casualty. He's dead, just her processing all of that. It was such a short scene, her and that reporter, but it was just like you'd see it all in her face. It was just like, oh my
Because
gosh,
right at
Sarah.
the end of that scene, Lex comes in to stop the questioning and
Yeah,
Sarah's
too
goodbye.
late. He's too late because she sees everything, and of course she's putting two and two together, and just in a panic and guilty, and she's just got the whole gamut of emotions going at that point, just disbelief and. Then, guilt, like, she should have stopped him, her saying that over and over again before she runs upstairs, like, just in full on hysterics, like, oh.
Hard scene to watch,
Hard to watch,
especially when you
yeah.
start
And
to.
the reporter is just such, I mean, just so clearly coming from a place of bias, because if you're a reporter, you're not going to be like, that kind of slant that he puts on that entire conversation and like putting all this blame. Clearly, he is coming from a biased place. He's not a Garrett or Sarah fan from the sound of it, and just wants to like, well, this is a story, this is a story. It's like, yes, it's a story, but you're also like kind of making your distaste for this family is coming out loud and clear as you're trying to get this information.
Lex comes, stops the questioning, and then he does. He gives Sarah the facts of what they know. So
He's
he,
trying to like break it to her, saying like, we're still kind of, like, we haven't identified the second body. Like he says that, but he identifies, says Sanders' daughter is one, but we haven't identified who the other person is just yet. But he does have to say that like Liana did witness, and that's enough for her to just curl up on a little beach couch upstairs under a blanket and just kind of fall apart. Yeah, she just at that point is just convinced that he's dead and she should have stopped it or found a way to stop it because she had seen him when he got the phone call as well. So, yeah, poor Sarah.
No, exactly. So then, we do see Elliot go into the, police department, and he's clearly in shock. Like, he's
Oh,
clearly
yeah.
in shock. An officer asks why he's there, and he's like, "Well, I work here."
Yeah,
He ends
just
up
trying to
going
be
off on
business as usual, like not let the tragic news that he just, not let that get to. I mean, he's obviously like, just snapping at people and not himself, and just saying like, just this is the trouble with this damn force. You're trying to figure things out, but you figure it out too late. Why don't you just do something? You can tell like he's just got so much anger and grief, and he doesn't know what to do with it. So he's just going to work and trying to bury, bury everything.
Yeah. He's clearly in shock, and you don't, I mean, clearly you don't know the kind, you don't know how you would react and react yourself in that situation, unless you're, God forbid, in that situation. And it's like, you don't want to judge someone because everybody grieves in a different way. And some, while they do offer bereavement leave, I'm sure for the captain of the police force,
One would,
he probably wanted to drown himself in work and not think about it.
Yeah, but you see him, there's that shot of him, just sitting at the desk and he's looking at what looked like, a book of mugshots and stuff, like trying to just figure out, who did this, who's responsible. Like that's his way of coping almost, is just trying to figure out who is like, behind all of this, bring him to justice,
And
And
he's
also in that moment too, though, you have that one officer who says, who mentions like your wife, the woman says she's your wife is here to see you. And that was a little bit of a, it's like, oh, okay. That's
Hey,
like.
Nathan, welcome to the chat, welcome to the show. And then, it's like at that point, that's when we find out that Isabella was a prostitute, like right
Yes.
after that. Obviously, Elliot didn't hear. He didn't know. So,
But Mac was, kind of. He was thrown by that news as well, like just hearing that, like, wait, police captain's daughter? Are you sh like, he doesn't even want to necessarily believe that that's the case. And
And then we're gearing up for something really, really big that's going to set the tone for the rest of the series. Mortimer brings Sarah a letter.
Oh, and Mortimer, can we just, Mortimer. I mean, it was so sweet when he's like, some of his just like little lines. You can just see how he cares for Sarah, but he's also just like, what's going on in this house? There's a lot going on right now. He's just trying to like deal with all the drama, but Mortimer's such like a nice little, I like that character.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, he's a nice, 'cause you got to think with the Garretts, of course they have a butler. Of course they have a groundskeeper or whatever you want to call him.
Right.
But yeah, he's not somebody that looks like he's stuck up. He looks down to earth. He cares
Yeah,
about the family. He,
does.
you know, so yeah, I agree.
When he goes and tries, he hands Sarah the letter, and you can tell she's just like, in a state of devastation. She's curled up under her little blanket. She's just not. But then, she, he's like trying to like, say, well, she's not at home, and trying to. But the mayor is obviously like kind of, also determined to see Sarah. Like he's protective of Sarah in both instances that we kind of see of him.
Right.
Which is
Well,
sweet.
the reason why Sarah's not there is because she sees the letter and it says that it's Lee and to meet him at a boat on the
And
pier.
immediately her whole tone changes. She reads this letter and her face lights up and she is just, what's Mortimer's line? Like, oh, she's happy again. Thank God. But yeah, no, she tears out of there. She is just so, just seeing that just like, reinvigorates her and she's all excited and just. And then, but we find out later that, the mayor, his reaction to looking at the letter, very, very different.
Yeah. So, that's when the mayor does stop by and he looks at the letter and he starts to get worried because obviously he's looking at it from a different,
Oh, yeah.
he
He's.
realizes that Lee was killed. So he's not in the shock denial that Sarah's in.
No, he just immediately is like, well, that's not possible. Mr. Nelson is not, this is not possible. But, he's just, he leaves with the letter. I love how he just is like, nope, I'm taking this now. Bye, Mortimer. Just pieces out of there. And then Mortimer's just like, how odd. How very odd. Just my delivery there cracked me up. Because it is, all of a sudden the mayor comes into your house. Very, just takes, it's like, that's kind of an odd little situation. The mayor is very hands-on in Bay City.
Exactly. Very few out there. Then we see just a scene that I thought was kind of out of place, but Manny and Marley are in bed.
Yeah, they kind of just,
I
they
just
went
threw that in
away
there.
from the last note that they left them on, which was her going over there just in the wake of everything that happened with RJ and with Tony. Kind of follow up with that. But, it is, it kind of comes in like, kind of an odd, not an odd point in the episode, but just kind of like, it's like, oh, okay, hey,
Odd sequences.
there's Marley and Manny. All
Yeah.
right, go.
And they're just having small talk. That's literally what they're having, is they're having small
Yeah.
talk.
Until, like she's just kind of, like she feels like she's destroyed her family. There's the whole apple doesn't fall far from the tree thing. And Manny's trying to kind of comfort her in this whole situation, but also just, kind of, I don't know, it's just kind of like an odd little, and she's like kind of distracted and on her phone. But then she gets a call from Peter,
Yes.
which kind of set, and that was, Peter just kind of, wandering around still on, searching for Brian.
Yeah.
And he's concerned, and Marley's reaction to him being like, well, I think Brian's in trouble. She's just like, so what else is new?
I
Like,
like
I love
that.
her just being just very, just, I don't know, try the pier, bud. I don't know what to tell you. She's just very unfazed by the fact that, like, and clearly Peter is concerned, but you have Marley just kind of like, I got other
Kind of
stuff.
brushes them off, yeah.
He's, doing his thing. Like, figure it out for yourself.
In the middle of those two scenes, we do see another shot of Igor, and this is where he's telling Mac all the information about the doctor at University Hospital, who's running an illegal escort service.
He throws her out like he says, Middle Eastern descent, and then Alma Halaj means healer. So, and he starts talking about how like the drugs that he got a hold of would like make Brian, it would screw. They screwed him up. He flat out says, yeah, they screwed him up. they'd make him like, very just like, have like, just kind of sexually driven and, the influence, but he wouldn't remember anything that happened, but then he doubles down about not setting the explosion. He's like, he admits to the drugs, he admits to being involved with the doctor who the sex traffic, prostitute.
Well, he didn't necessarily have to admit to any drugs because that's new information that being Matt, because
True.
what happened was, we saw the pictures of him and Isabella in bed, looked like bondage or whatever.
Yes.
Then we find out that Igor spiked his drink, which made it so he and those Isabella could hook up in that way. Because, that's the revenge that
And
Igor
Matt keeps on asking him, well, how drugged was he? How screwed up was he? Just trying to like verify exactly what went down there. Because Mac is just trying to, you can tell, he just really wants to put this thing to bed. And now he realizes he cannot. And he, that's, that's not sitting well with him.
Exactly. And then we see Pete walking at the pier. He's looking for his mom, or he's still looking for Brian. And then all of a sudden he hears a scream and he's trying to find out who it was because he doesn't realize at this point in time that Sarah was taken. It isn't until Mare comes and meets him on the pier that he realizes that, his mom was taken also and is missing.
Because, Sarah ran down to the boat, assuming that she'd see Lee there, runs on super excited, looking for him, looking for him. And I admit, even having watched it, even having even when he jump when Steve jumps out of the shadows,
Yes.
pulls her, and puts his hand over her mouth, I jumped. I jumped. Like, it does take you by surprise, like that he's back there and he's the one that's orchestrating. I mean, not that he's orchestrating the whole thing, because you can tell that Steve's got an axe to grind and he is, our villainous dude.
Yep.
But
And it's
yeah.
on Lee's boat too.
Right.
So
Cause
this is a place that theoretically Sarah is used to and is familiar with.
Yep. Because they did even that flashback sequence too. Back when, like the sepia tone one, when
Yes.
their marriage is on the rocks or whatever, that takes place by the pier, assumedly, assume it's right by that boat. She's obviously familiar. She's comfortable going there. She's like, he's alive, he's alive. She's so happy. And then runs and, and then
Yeah.
he got, him just being all, like, don't want to, like, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm, better than that. But if you don't do what I say, there's gonna be trouble, like. The pre-existing relationship is there, but obviously she's still terrified of him.
Right. So, and that's pretty much the end of the episode. We have, next week the subtitle is Dark Side of the Bay. So if, we get a little confused, Dark Side at, Dark Side of, but yeah, next week's episode is subtitled Dark Side of the Bay. Episode 10, The Final in the Bay, the Beginning.
Change our title. Dark side at the bay.
We
Just
could.
really.
Yeah, no, but we'll be here going over it. Any final thoughts for this episode as we move in towards closer towards the main series?
I think we covered everything. I did appreciate, I don't know, just those mayor scenes. Him like being all in like, gung-ho action mode. Like, we're gonna solve this case, man. We're gonna go
Yeah.
and find your mom. We're gonna go and like do, he is just, it's like he's Batman,
Oh yeah.
protecting his city,
Absolutely.
and it's just, it's fun to see, just like him just kind of running around and doing his thing. And I mean, even just seeing like the Sophia scenes at the top and everything like that as well, and just knowing what the relationship between Sarah and the mayor actually is, and knowing like it's going to develop over the course of the series and everything. But yeah, no, solid episode, lot to, kind of absorb, but it's setting the tone for every, or setting up for everything that's to come, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's about it for Dockside at the Bay. We've gone over episode 9. Next week will be episode 10. So be back here next week, 10 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you for watching. Go ahead and hit that like button, subscribe, get notified. If you're listening on the podcast feed, go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify or wherever else that you find your favorite podcasts. Stay tuned to our Twix account at Suds SQ Circle Pod and utilize the hashtag Soap Suds March Madness. That'll take you to all the all the polls in the tournament. Remember, tomorrow morning, the YNR, B&B, and the Bay brackets go up for the first round. Those will be 3-day 3-day polls as well.
See his results. Looking forward to seeing how the bay is going to shake out.
Exactly. So, for Kim, I'm Vinny. You got any final thoughts?
I'm good, Vinny. All
Okay. Well,
set.
then we will see you next week right here, dockside at the Bay.
Take
Have a
care,
good
everybody.
night, everybody.